Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Kaylin's Coffee Talk is a CastBox original produced alongside with Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all of your favorite podcasts. Now, obviously, you can listen to my coffee talks wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope that you'll give CastBox a try because I think it's the bee's knees. So with that, pour yourself a cup and let's get to it.
Who are we but the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves and believe? Scott Turow. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Coffee Talk. It is actually one of those weird pockets of the morning. It's like 6:30 and it's a Saturday and nobody else in the city is awake. It's one of the last few mornings that I actually have in this apartment, staring out of this office view, and I'm feeling mighty nostalgic about it. So I figured I would just sit down and have a coffee talk with you guys while I drink my morning coffee and just like revel over the thoughts that I've been having lately, I guess. Lately, with the move coming and Utober coming and just all of the things that tend to start wrapping up the end of a year, which is depressing enough to even be talking about. I cannot believe how fast this year has pretty much gone, but that's besides the point. At the end of the year, things always get really busy for me, and now this time I'm throwing a move right in the middle of all of it. And so I've been a lot busier than usual. My plate has been, I guess you could say, somewhat full. And even though I've been doing a pretty good job at managing all of it, I've still been a little bit stressed out. And I think that's something that last night when my friend Larissa was over, we were talking about this, that there's just never going to be a time in your life that I don't think we're not going to feel stressed out. You know, there's always going to be problems. There's always going to be things to do. There's always going to be not enough time and more things that we want to get done with the not enough time that we have. So as I've mentioned before, I've realized that I don't think it's getting rid of the things that stress us out that will do the trick. I think it's basically creating a mindset or a perspective about the stresses in our lives that's going to make our lives a lot happier, a lot easier, and things flow a lot nicer. So if you guys listened to last week's podcast, I'm recording these in the same week, then you'll know that I was talking about how I was having a bit of a time this week. It's now Saturday, so it's the end of the week. But that said, regardless, the last few days, I've been having a bit of a time, and not the kind of time where it affects me on a day-to-day basis. It's just more so the kind of things that, like, even though you're going through the motions, mentally, you're just feeling a little bit more kind of stampled on, I guess, or I don't even know how to put this, but I guess just more negative. And I was becoming a lot less aware of my self-talk in my mind and basically the narrative that I was creating about my life. And then all of a sudden, it was like I was having a bad day after a bad day after a bad day and like throwing my hands up in the air thinking, what is going on? Why is this happening? Like, I'm getting things done. I should feel at least somewhat productive and happy, but my self-talk was just like, nope, fail. Like, you're stressed out. This is going to suck. This is going to be horrible. you're going to stress out about this. This is going to be super awkward. You're super awkward. And it just spiraled from there. A mindset that I've been trying to kind of stick to lately, and it's one that I obviously very apparently forgot this week, was that we create our own narrative. And what I mean by that is that when I was writing Catcher, something kind of hit me one day when I was writing this story, that everything I'm writing is coming right from my brain to my fingertips to the story. And it could go any way that I want it to go. I could write it any way that I want to write it. I could even write the exact same thing happening, but from two completely different perspectives. One of them being super positive, like the main character Carson has totally got this. And one of them could be super negative, like she's freaking out mentally about what's about to happen. But both ways, the thing is still happening. And it's just a difference of whether or not she believes she can do it or not. And it made me realize, wow, like this is something we do on a day-to-day basis without even realizing it. Our minds are constantly flowing. Our minds are constantly thinking and taking in all of the information around us and regurgitating it to ourselves with a narrative. And if we're not aware of that narrative, if we're not consciously, you know, taking into account what that narrative is saying, we might not even realize when we slip into bad days versus when we slip into good days without any change of the outside world. And so this is exactly where I was struggling this week. I didn't realize that my narrative had started to become very negative with the loading on piles of stress that just started to accumulate throughout the week. It was pretty much Friday and I was still working on things that I needed to have done by Tuesday. And the whole time I was just telling myself how much of a failure I felt like, how I was never going to have enough time to get all these things done, how I'm already going to feel behind before Utober has even started. And it just spiraled out of freaking control. And I realized, like, why am I sticking to this narrative? Why am I sticking to this negative mindset? How can I make it so that I feel back on top of the world again? Because ultimately, it does boil down to being my choice. I decided to sit down and kind of just roll through all of the narratives that have been going through my mind lately, like this is going to be stressful, I'm not going to have enough time, all of that, and ask myself to challenge every single narrative that was coming in my mind with the opposing opposite thought. So I'm not going to have enough time turned into I do have enough time, but I'm wasting it sitting here complaining about it, or, you know, this is going to totally suck. I turned it into, how do I know that? This could be totally awesome or it could totally suck, but either way, it's going to be good for me to get it done anyway. So instead of thinking about it, I should just get to it. Or even better, I was thinking, you can't do this. And I had to, you know, challenge that with, or maybe you totally can. And the only reason why you won't be able to is if you keep thinking that you can't. The only thing that's constantly standing in our way on a day-to-day basis is ourselves. And it's such a crazy concept because once you wrap your brain around it, you realize that, okay, how do I get out of my own way? And I think it's just realizing that we're in our own way that is the first step in getting out of our own way. It's in realizing the narrative that we're creating about our day-to-day lives that we can change that narrative and start writing a different story. The thing is, when we fall out of love or we fall out of touch with our purpose, when we stop seeing the exact why we're doing things and we just start getting almost like we're falling down a stream and water's just rushing at us and hitting us in the face and we just feel like we're being completely taken by life, we stop realizing why we're doing things. We stop feeling that passionate purpose towards what it is that we're reaching for in life. And so that is exactly what happened to me this week. I fell out of the perspective of why I even do Utober or why I was having, you know, a couple visitors come up this week, like at different times and at the same times, or why I decided to move and all of the exciting things that were going to come with all the stuff I've been working on. And instead, I was choosing to focus on all the stressful things that are coming with it. And it just completely ruined my whole week for me. I mean, mind you, with it ruining my whole week, it ended up working out in my favor because it gave me the perspectives and the epiphanies that I needed to realize that I was doing this. But at the same time, the last few days, I could have felt a lot more happy. I could have felt a lot more productive. I could have felt a lot more in tune, I guess, with my life rather than feeling like, oh my God, what is going on? I'm never going to have enough time. I'm a failure. And, you know, just all of the things that I've already explained to you guys over the last 10 minutes. If we can look at our lives like a story, if we can realize that we're kind of like an author to our own whole fairy tale storyliner, that was really gushy and corny, but it's true. When we realize that We are our own author of our lives, and we're writing our story every single day from the moment we wake up to the moment that we fall asleep. And we create the background emotion behind everything. We can choose whether we go into something feeling confident, feeling good about ourselves, or even just feeling content. You don't even have to feel like a crazy surplus of great energy. You could even just feel content, peaceful energy. When we realize we have control over the background narrative, over the overall storyline, we can start using that power to our advantage. We can start taking even like the more stressful times in life, i.e. right now, and start thinking, instead of sitting and complaining about it, I'm going to write the narrative that I figure out a way to solve this problem. How can I solve the problems that are weighing me down? How can I solve these issues that are stressing me out? And then once you start solving those problems and once you start solving those issues, your confidence starts to grow. And when your confidence starts to grow, you start feeling better about your life. You start feeling better about yourself. And more pockets of opportunity start to open for you. And I'm meaning this even just in the last 12 hours. Yesterday, I decided to switch my narrative. I was like, you know what? I'm being super negative. I can even hear myself constantly complaining and calling it venting to my friend, when all I'm actually doing is just spewing this negativity over to her and making her see things more negatively. How can I change this narrative? How can I get back to being like, I got this? And one was definitely accepting that it's okay to feel like sometimes you don't got this. You know, it's okay to feel a little negative. It's okay to feel a little taken by life sometimes, but it's just a matter of how long you stay down, how long you let that affect you. And I was letting it affect me for far too long. So instead I decided, you know what? I'm going to have to change my narrative. I need to change my perspective on this. And I started looking for ways to solve my problems rather than complain about them. I dove into my to-do list and started hitting off the things that were going to help take some time off my plate. I found an editor. I found someone to work on a logo for me. I got my virtual assistant to start making my Utober banners and start working on some Utober things for me so that it was delegating these tasks. It was getting these tasks off my plate and it was getting me back ahead of schedule and back on the ball. And instantly I went from feeling like I was just super stressed out and feeling so overwhelmed to feeling like, holy crap, I think I got this in a matter of hours. Which not only that, in the next few days, I'll be back ahead of schedule drastically, which is something that had I not decided to just, you know, change my narrative, take control over the storyline I was writing, and take control over the perspective I was having on everything, I would not be in that predicament. I would still be falling behind, being slapped in the face by water every 5 seconds from the current rush of life that I'm falling down. I think it's easy for us to get kind of lost in the smaller day-to-day things, you know, like we start realizing that, oh, I just want to sit around and watch TV and not have to work on this right now. Or I don't feel like working out today. Or I just, screw it. Order in some food. I don't feel like cooking. And we start to lose sight of that bigger picture. And it's in retying ourselves to the bigger picture that I think we realize that we do have the power to write our stories. It's not an easy thing to do. Me sitting here and just rambling on about, you know, my past experience over the last week of how I decided I could take back control over writing my narrative isn't just going to magically make you feel like you can do the same thing, or even me when I feel like I've lost that sense of touch again to feel like I can do it all over again. I think if I had to give you any point of advice, it would be to find your bigger picture. Find the reason why you want to do all these things that you're doing, despite the fact that they stress you out, because you know that they're things that you feel passionate about. They're things that give you a sense of purpose. When I looked at the bigger picture of Utober, I love the fall. I do this as a fun project because I love, one, the fact that you guys love fall just as much as I do. And two, I love creating content that's fall related. And so instead of feeling like I had to do this, I started to change my bigger picture and realize that, you know what? How good am I going to feel when all of this is done? How incredible is it going to be when another year of Utober is just complete and I'm suddenly in this new apartment and all of these days have passed and all of this stress I was feeling is so irrelevant to my life then because I'm just going to feel bliss. And even though I don't think that we should wait for our lives to bring us a sense of joy or bring us a sense of bliss, I do think that we still need to keep that bigger picture in perspective in order to keep us moving, to keep our engines running, to keep us fueled. This is also another really fast way that I find snaps me right back into go-getter mode. And it's sometimes I'll just pull out a piece of paper or pull out my notebook or whatever and just write down what I see my bigger picture as. Because when I do that, it makes me so excited. It makes me feel so inspired and so motivated that no matter what problem I'm facing, I suddenly feel like I can tackle it no problem. So get clear. Like, what is your bigger picture? What are the things that you are seeing in your life in the foreseeable future? I'm not even just talking like, you know, 3-5 years from now. I'm talking 3-5 months from now. Where do you want to be? When we can get clear on the bigger picture that we're trying to create, we can also get clear on the mindsets and the basic narratives that we need to write to make sure that we are staying on top of that bigger picture, that we're staying in line with that bigger picture, and that we're still constantly heading towards it, despite, you know, the roadblocks that might meet us along the way. The crazy thing is that the more that we think something, the more we give it power, the more we let it grow. So the more that I was complaining about not having any time, the more I was creating less time for myself, the more that I was wasting time complaining about it, and the more I was attracting that type of energy to me. So then more things this week just started going wrong. I couldn't find movers that could move me the only day that I was able to get my elevator. I couldn't get things done that I needed to just get done. Things were just bopping up and getting in my way. Appointments were getting canceled. I was being late to things. My dishwasher exploded and water went all over the floor. And I'm like weeks away from leaving my landlord. And now we have to get all this stuff fixed. And it's just like one of those things that the more I was complaining about it, the more I was stressing out about it, the more bad things started to happen. And it was such a huge wake-up call to be like, whoa, okay, what is going on? Where is my narrative? How have I been looking at life lately? And how can I snap this back into feeling like a powerhouse, hungry fire engine of I got this, rather than a dead, oh my God, I don't want to have to do any of this. I feel defeated. I'm crawling into bed and I'm done. Well, I think that all comes from the power of the words we use to both ourselves, to, you know, the negative snowballing that we create in our minds and labeling things all around us, labeling perspectives around us, and even just the power of the words we use to the things and the people and the dreams that we love. It's just something that I'm going to dip into really shortly, just after I take this little mid-roll break.
I don't know about you guys, but the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning is coffee. But one thing I never used to think about was deodorant. I just swipe it on and go. But this is something I use every day, so if there's a safer alternative out there, I'd want to know about it. Say aloha to Kopari. Kopari's coconut deodorant is aluminum-free deodorant that doesn't suck. Instead of clogging up your sweat glands, Kopari's deodorant takes care of any smell without messing with your body's natural patterns. But most importantly, it actually works. It fights odor with plant-based actives such as sage oil and coconut oil, and it outlasts even your longest days. It's also free of silicones, sulfates, parabens, GMOs, and baking soda, making it great for sensitive skin. So go on over to kopari.com/talk to make the safe switch today and see how you can save $5 on your first order. That's Kopari, Kopari, beauty.com/talk, KopariBeauty.com/talk.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So bringing it on back, if we're trying to change the narratives of our lives, we can't change the narratives without changing the power of the words that we use to fill those narratives. When we are using words like failure, when we're using words like stress, when we're using words like not good enough, of course, the power behind those words is going to give us a certain emotion that's going to make us feel defeated. So we need to start using some more powerful words and being aware of the words that we use to describe our lives, to describe ourselves, and to describe everything that's going on, even just with the people that we love. There is so much power behind perspective, and I know that it's something that I've talked about in and out of many different coffee talks and many different videos, but It's what it all boils down to at the end of the day, because your perspective on anything changes your entire reality without needing to change anything outside of yourself. And that power, if you can harness it, is huge. If you can realize that if you take one exact same scenario and you look at it from all different angles, you can decide what angle you choose to stand at to look at it in a way that's going to help progress you forward in life rather than stay stagnant where you are, or even worse, go backwards. And I think that that boils down to even just the power of the words that we use. So instead of thinking like, I don't have enough time, I tried to look at it as, how can I have more time? And almost even personally take yourself out of the equation. Like, in any given scenario, how can I make this not about me? Because that's another issue that we have, and it's an issue that all of us do. We get so wrapped up in our egos sometimes that we forget that if we stop making ourselves the main center point, if we stop thinking that, you know, we're just like this magical sun that everything needs to revolve around all the time, then we'll realize that, how is this not about me? How can I make this about something else or something bigger than myself, so that, again, I feel like my lack of control of this situation, my lack of time in this situation, is only just a means of what was meant to be rather than my own fault, aka something that I need to beat myself up for. So for Utober, for instance, I thought about you guys. I was like, this isn't even about me. Like, as much as I love to create fall content, at the end of the day, this is about making some random girl that's watching these videos just feel a little less alone for a few days in a row in the darker times of the months or the years, you know? Or the people that I had visiting, it was kind of stressing me out that I had an overlap of two different types of guests visiting. And I was just like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? Like, I'm going to feel so torn. I'm going to feel like I have to entertain. And then I was just like, this is not about me. Instead, when everybody's here, I'm just going to do my best to make everybody feel comfortable. And at the end of the day, just know that everybody's welcome here. Of course, my door is wide open. More people can come if they want. And when I changed that narrative and I stopped making everything about me, and I changed the words I was using to describe the scenarios that I was feeling stressed out about, instantly I felt like I was back into more power over the situation and like I could handle any situation. It's not an easy thing to do, to change our narrative. And it's something that I feel like if we're not making a habit to become aware of on a daily basis, then we can easily slip and lose ourselves in the narration that our egos are pretty much writing for us. Because ultimately, when your life, you know, the little background voice that's basically describing everything going on every single moment of every single day, when that voice is negative, that isn't you, that's your ego, that's the unconscious you, that's the you that jumps to conclusions, that has certain negative limiting perspectives, and it's a version of you that, even though in a way it is you, it's not who you want to be, and it's not the version of you that is aware of all of the many great things that you're capable of and all of the many great things in your life. And so if you were to ask me, okay, well then how do I become more aware of my narrative? I would repeat to you something that I've probably said a million times, but it's mindfulness. I think that even if you're not someone that likes to meditate, I think that you can find mindfulness in so many different ways in your life. And it's just even just calling out that voice, just saying, hey, like, that's super negative. Why am I thinking that right now? And trying to challenge it and replace it with a better, more uplifting thought, you're instantly going to be aware of it. You're instantly going to feel more control over it. And you're also going to make it easier to wire that root in your brain so that next time you find that happening, you'll come to that conclusion faster. And then suddenly you'll realize that you're just an expert at it. You're just a positive person that people want to be around, with good luck and good things happening to you, and that can handle all and any situations. Which sounds just like a fairy tale, am I right? But it's something that you honestly can cultivate for yourself by using more powerful, more uplifting, more positive words to narrate your life. That will ultimately trigger the law of attraction, better things will start coming to you, and you're gonna feel so in tune and so in love with your life again. When our narratives are out of whack, it usually means that the relationship with ourselves is out of whack. So despite me telling you to just be positive, it's also gotta be all the way down to your core, how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your life. We've talked about a lot of different things in this podcast episode. We've talked about looking at a bigger picture, finding the purpose, rewiring your mindset, the law of attraction, but all of these things just boil down to how good you feel about your life and how good you feel about yourself. The thing is that you're not a tree. If you don't like what your life looks like right now, the only person that's going to be able to get up and change it is you. This week, there was way too many nights that I went to bed just being defeated, just feeling like, okay, screw it, I'll try again tomorrow. And every day that I woke back up, it never got any better, because instead of actually fixing the issue that was more deep within, I was just letting myself feel defeated, waiting for something to come along to make me feel better, or just thinking like, ugh, in a few weeks I'll be moving and then I'll start fresh. Like, no, I don't think that we should sit around and wait for things to change and for energies to charge up again. I think that we should take every given moment, realize how much of a gift it is that we even have every single moment, and do our best to make the most out of it and not let ourselves get defeated. I'm not saying that you can't ever feel tired. You can't ever just be like, I'm done today, because that's important too. We need to understand that it's okay to sometimes not feel okay, but it's how much you let that not feeling okay stop you from still getting up and going after the things that you want in your life. It's a hard pill to swallow, realizing that, you know, we are completely responsible for where we're at in life and how we feel about life. We are responsible for that narrative, but it all boils down to so many things that, you know, make up just our childhoods that created the belief system and the perspectives that we tend to cling to on a day-to-day basis, which is a lot deeper than this podcast episode needs to get today. But a lot of it is also to the perspectives that we choose to put on every single day, the same way that we choose to put on clothes or we choose what we're going to eat for breakfast. And there's so much power that can come from choosing happier narratives. There's so much power that can come from allowing ourselves to feel more in control. There's so much power that comes from realizing that we're writing our stories right now. Even as you're listening to this podcast episode, your story is being written. You know, the curtain is up, the whatever is drawn, or however that quote goes, where it's just like, you know, the play is started. There is no stop, start, pause, whatever. It's always going. And we are constantly writing our futures by basically living our presence and using the information and the knowledge that we gained from our past. I'm glad I had this week of feeling a little bit more defeated. I'm glad I let myself think like, screw this, I'm going to bed. But if only I could go back then and realize that if I had just pushed a little harder, tried a little bit more, I probably could have felt a little bit better by the time this day had rolled around. Now, there's nothing I can do to go back to the past and change it, but I can take knowledge from the way that I felt defeated and make sure that going into this week, I don't let that happen again. This week, I'm going to be very aware of the narrative that I write for myself. This week, I'm going to be very aware of how I choose to take on the challenges that are going to face me. And this week, I'm going to be more aware of how I know I can handle it, no matter how it makes me feel. And that right there is choosing to create our own narrative. It's choosing to take no matter what the outside situation is and write it so that it fits my life, write it so that it fits me, and write it so that it helps me evolve as a person, just as you would if you were writing a story, not necessarily called Catcher, but you know what I mean. So that has ultimately been, I guess, the mindset that I've been focusing on the last 24 hours is just how can I make sure that this week is better than last week. And I'm not saying I had like the worst week in the world, but you know what I mean? Just those weeks where it just feels like everything goes wrong. I had a couple pretty bad days last week that I was just like, what the hell, man? Like, I cannot catch a break. And that right there was me creating just a negative mindset and a negative narrative that I'm so happy I caught myself in and have challenged now, because there's just no way I could deal with another week the way that I dealt with last week. All of the things outside of my life still have not changed. There's still a lot to do. There's still a big move coming. There's just still a never-ending list of to-dos that's not going to go away anytime soon. But already it's Saturday morning. It's now rolling into 7 a.m. and I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better because, one, I've reconnected with my bigger picture, my purpose, with all of the things that was stressing me out, instead of getting caught up in the smaller picture of it all and the shorter-term gratification. And two, I've decided to write a narrative that makes me sound a little bit more badass, you know? Like, I could freaking write myself as Angelina Jolie in my story if I wanted to. I mean, it's not going to magically make me Angelina Jolie, but it could make me harness some of her badass power. I guess ultimately what I'm getting at here is realize your power, realize your worth, and write the story the way that you want things to go. And I know that that doesn't give us any control over any outside circumstances. Bad things are still going to happen sometimes. You know, people are going to try and rain on our parades, or ultimately, even ourselves, we might even try and rain on our own parades. But when it comes down to it, with awareness and being mindful of the way that we think about things, the way that we choose to attach to perspectives and beliefs about things, we can cultivate such a power in consciousness, I guess, and in just awareness of these thoughts and awareness of what these thoughts create for us, and change the total surrounding circumstances of our lives so that no matter what we're hit with, no matter what we're stressed out about, we've totally got this. And so there you have it. That is it for this week's podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. I didn't even tell you what my coffee order was at the beginning of this, but it's just another French press that I made here at home. Again, I feel like I keep on rambling about this, but it's because it's such a relevant thing going on in my life. But this is just like one of the few last coffees that I have here. I officially move 2 weeks today. Like today, 2 weeks from now, 14 days, I'm out of this apartment. And it's so, so crazy. I feel like I need to just, I don't know, I need to like lay down on the floor and just marinate staring at the ceiling because I won't be able to do that again here. That's just such a weird thought. But that said, I'm happy that I got some of my YouTuber videos and such recorded here because we'll all be able to time travel come October back to this apartment in our own weird digital way. As always, feel free to leave me some comments or some reviews back on how you guys are liking the Coffee Talk podcast. And if you guys have any topic requests or anything you want me to talk about in future episodes, I can most certainly do that. I hope you guys have been enjoying them. As I stated in last week's episode, this podcast has become such a new platform for me to just be open and talk to you guys and ramble. Today, I decided to do again, no real talking points, but I think that for some reason that worked out so much nicer for the Rosé Rambles. So with Coffee Talks, I might have to get a little bit more structured, but with Rosé Rambles, like, damn guys, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, all I remember is just rambling, true rambling, but I felt like it was very deep and we were hitting levels that we've just never hit before and it was awesome. And so I'm thinking Coffee Talks need to be a little bit more like Monday morning, you got this, and Rosé Rambles need to be like, let's sit and talk about our feelings and get emotional and all that. So anyway, bringing it back, be sure to rate, review, all of that fun stuff, subscribe to my podcast because it definitely helps me out at the end of the day. And aside from that, I love you guys to the stars and back. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that this made you feel just a little bit more in control of the pen that you're using to write your own story. And I'm gonna go use mine and write off a really good, nice Saturday because I've got quite a few things to do even today. And with that, I'll talk to all of you guys next Monday. Bye guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.